from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Jamaican police step up their probe into the death of the Venezuelan ambassador. The disgruntled people of Salem in Montserrat meet with the governor. And Jamaica's football team ready to score in El Salvador. I'm Moya Thomas and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Jamaica, as police continue investigating the death of Venezuelan Ambassador Alfredo Vargas, senior executives of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs are locked in a closed-door meeting this evening. Police sources say that the Minister of National Security, K.D. Knight, has been asked by investigating officers to request that the Venezuelan government waive the diplomatic immunity protecting the ambassador's family in order to deepen their inquiries. Carol Orr reports.
Officially, police remain tight-lipped about their investigations thus far, simply saying that they are continuing. But a police source at the Forces Information Center told BBC Caribbean Report that should detectives feel the need to apply for a waiver via diplomatic channels, then, he said, it's common sense that they will do so. The ambassador's wife and his two children are expected to return to Venezuela next week, Tuesday, after a post-mortem is carried out on Mr. Vargas. Today, police returned to the penthouse apartment where he was shot dead and continued questioning neighbors. Police insist that on the evidence so far, there appears to be no motive for robbery. Shortly after the shooting, the ambassador's wife told police she had been disturbed by a noise, and on investigating, found